It's the late night, late Wednesday edition of the THN Answer of the Week, but we had to get it to you because it's just that damn important. I'm going to stay up all night editing this crap every week. My man, Joel Patrick, puts up a question for you guys to answer. Joe, what did we ask these nerds this week?
This week's question was simple. What was your favorite piece of news from the recent New York Comic Con?
You may notice my man Joe Patrick's kind of a Mr. Roboto thing going on with his voice. That's because we're FaceTiming this crap because, you know, long day. Regardless, we're going to start with our MP3 club. We'd like to welcome the newest member of the MP3 club, Mr. James Castingham Randall, or Castingham Randall, pardon me. All the way from down under. Let's see what he had to say about New York Comic Con.
G'day, Joe. G'day, Matt. This is James Castingham Randall calling in or sending an MP3 in with my answer to the question of the week. New York Comic Con.
Okay, let's do it.
One of the first things that made me pretty pissed off was hearing that FF was wrapping up. I love that book, and the fact that it's actually going to end pretty soon is a bit of a bummer. But then hearing that Dan Slott is getting Mike Allred to go over and draw his Silver Surfer series is pretty goddamn cool. I like the concept of Norrin being free from Galactus, according to the solicits, and having a human companion. It's got shades of Doctor Who there, a sort of a meta-human type taken around a human companion on rad, zany adventures around the world, or in the universe, I should say. So yeah, that's looking pretty cool. And then just to see the cover, holy shit. Things are not meant to look that good. It is gorgeous. Anyway, that's it. Keep it up. See you later.
A little pump for Silver Surfer. A little upset about FF.
Yeah, but I'm excited for the possibility of the James Robinson FF.
I am too. I'm with you. The more
I
thought about it.
I mean, I guess, did he say Fantastic Four or FF?
He said FF is what he's talking about.
Okay, well, yeah, that's kind of a whole different thing, and that does look like it's going away, which is a shame.
Right. But, you know, Allred's going to have his own book with Slott. It's going to be a great time. I think this new Silver Surfer sounds like a ton of fun. I just really hope...
Me too.
Hope they can get people to buy it. That's the only thing that worries me. Moving right along.
Hey, James, thanks for your call, buddy. We appreciate it.
Yeah, right on. That's not a call. James is in the MP3 club. He's not like these other...
You are in the MP3 crew.
He's not like these other poor slobs.
A club is for junior high kids.
MP3 crew. Sorry. He got sexed into the MP3 crew this week. Not to be outdone, Aaron Myers hit us up with both an MP3 and an uncompressed WAV file just to show us how friggin' smart he is. I think he says something to do with that. I called him out on his clipping last week. Let's see what Mr. Myers had to say about the New York Comic Con, and if you like his opinions, you can always catch him on his own podcast, Comics Therapy. It's fun stuff. Let's see what Mr. Myers had to say, and if he could control his volume levels this week.
Hey guys, it's Aaron Myers, THN Love Slave, and co-host of the Comics Therapy podcast that can be found at comicstherapy.com.
Oh, please.
And who a young Joe Patrick has said is his favorite podcast. Just saying. Anyway, I'm calling in my answer to this week's question of the most exciting news that came out of New York City Comic Con. For me, it was the announcement of the Silver Surfer book from Allred and Dan Slott. Mostly because I've talked to Mike Allred at our local comic store, and I know how much he loves Silver Surfer. This was like a year ago I was talking to him, and he was just saying how much like Fantastic Four and like Silver Surfer were like his favorite characters growing up. So I know he has just a ton of passion behind it, and I think it's going to be a really fun book and a different take on the character than we've seen before. So that's what I'm looking forward to, and I will talk to you later.
Good lord. Unmute.
That soundtrack.
That was really something. I gotta know what that was from. At first I thought maybe it was a Mega Man fight scene, but I'm not really sure. So we got two votes for Allred Silver Surfer. Well, I keep saying Allred, but I guess it's Allred and Slott Silver Surfer. Not to be outdone by Aaron Myers, Keith Silva, who's been rumored to be trying to take over the MP3 crew. There's like some internal strife going on. Let's see what he's got queued up for us.
Joseph, Matthew, Emancipated THN Love Slave and MP3 OG represent. Keith Silva in the house. In THN now style, here are my highlights from New York Comic Con. Bullet! Tom Scioli on Transformers G.I. Joe crossover, IDW. Bullet! Mike Del Mundo's art on Elektra. Matt, you are so wrong. When Elektra is art-centric, it's usually good or very, very weird, which is good too. Bullet! Mike Allred drawing Silver Surfer. I mean, come on. It's sure to be rad. Last but not least, fellas, I want to read a quote from Ross Ritchie, who's the president of Boom Studios. Who knew? He says, if we don't publish material for the generation that's born now, they won't be reading comics. We need to start building the next generation of comics readers. Now, Matt, I know you want your sons and daughters that you have with your secret Laotian family to read comics. And Joe, the baby Jesus, would want your future kids to read comics as well. I want my kids to read comics. So let's all heed Richie's advice. Oh, and let's not forget about Weapon X Myers. His kids are going to read comics anyhow. Thanks a lot, guys. Emancipated THN Nerd, signing off.
Excellent call from Mr. Silva. One complaint. It was only coming out of my left channel. I'm not sure why. You might want to look into that. Just saying.
But he did put in cricket. He did put in cricket sound effects.
The crickets were in stereo, which just kind of threw me off a little bit. Nice shout out to my Laotian family, though. I haven't seen them for a while. I got to get back around there. What he said, he was into Elektra. Oh, he's bagging on Silver Surfer.
He's Elektra.
He's bagging on the Silver Surfer. That's where you put in the crickets. I can only assume he's just like not into it.
No, he said, I'm sure it'll be rad. And then the crickets chirped. They were chirping at his joke.
Oh, like Norrin rad. Spudumba. That's
what he made a pun.
Oh, the lowest form of humor. My bad. That's why I didn't
get
it.
You mean the highest form of humor.
And again, I'm not saying that I think Elektra cannot be done well. I just don't find her that interesting. And even when she's art-centric, it's pretty to look at, yes. But still, I just don't find her that interesting. I think she's a good side character.
Now that I know what we sound like when we scream bullet, I'm definitely going to do it every time because that sounded awesome. I really like it.
Yeah, I love it.
Moving right along to the man who cannot be stopped, Roderick Ruth, one of the meanest members of the MP3 crew. Let's see what he had to say about New York Comic Con.
Greetings, Joe and Matt. This is the man that can't be stopped, Roderick Ruth here. In regards to the question of the week, which was, what's the best news that came out of New York Comic Con 2013? For me, and I know for Joe too, it has to be the new Warriors. I know with Young Avengers coming to a close, that we're not going to have too many next generation younger superhero titles. So this one could potentially fill the void in a nice proper way. Also, you know, if this series catches some steam and moves along at a great pace, we may see some of the former cast members return, you know, in addition to the already existing ones that are announced on the team as Justice, aka Marvel Boy, and Speedball, aka Penance, from that debauchery of Civil War. So that's what I'm excited for. I know Joe's excited for it. Let's all rejoice, buy this book, let's support it, and hopefully we'll see something good. All right, guys, that's my answer. See ya.
I'm going to call this pandering to the Joe Patrick. That's what I'm going to say it is.
Whatever. Listen.
It's a good way.
There's no pandering.
It's a good way to get on the show.
He didn't need to try.
No, not really. I mean, honestly, if you call, we'll put you on. I mean.
Because we're kind of sluts that way.
Mark one up for the new Warriors. I guess somebody else there out there has to like them, right? You're not alone, Joe Patrick.
There are tens of us, man. Tens of us.
Literally tens of us. Our buddy Shonix from Iowa tried to get into the MP3 crew, but they didn't take to him too well. He did send us something, and it came off as more of a test than anything else.
The people in the Lego aisle didn't appreciate it.
Let's see what he had to say about New York Comic Con.
Hey, Joe and Matt. Shonix calling in with my answer to your question of the week. I know this one will work because, you know, standing in my kitchen, got the rotary phone going. It's all good. Just glad you guys don't have too many zeros in your number. One. That took a long time to wait for. Anyway, news coming out of NYCC. Did my homework. It's, you know, a lot of stuff happens. I need to pay attention to the internet, the interwebs, when these Comic Cons end. It's like a lot of news comes out. Anyway, looking forward to a couple actors for The Walking Dead. Got me interested in the story plots for that TV show. That got me kind of excited. And video game news, Zen Studios putting out the Doctor Strange pinball table. Yeah, hear me talk about that on the Signed In podcast when that comes out. What else do we got? You know, I was really waiting on Peter David's announcement for his new Marvel title. X-Factor it is. And I'm excited. I'm a little optimistic, but I am excited. I'm not a big fan of Gambit. Gambit is pretty much in the same light as Deadpool to me. So I just think Deadpool has a cooler look. I just hate him. He oversaturates the market like Wolverine. Gambit just talks like a moron. But I'm interested in that dynamic as long as Mystique is the Cameron Hodge to this version of X-Factor, because I like Peter David writing that character. And I think the dynamic with Gambit, Quicksilver, I'm excited for that. Even that fan slot, Silver Surfer, I might have to check out just because of the art. But some good news. DC, I don't pay attention to. Once Robinson left Earth 2, I left DC. And that's about it. IDW, Barranco, Nick Fury, I'm running out of time. Thanks for having me on the show. Peace out.
Big shout out there for Peter David's X Factor, and I agree. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I love his shout out to the 90s X Factor, too. That was great stuff back then. I believe that was Howard Mackey back in the day.
Howard Mackey, yeah. Some rumors hit today that two of the mysterious unnamed members of Peter David's new X Factor were Warlock and Cypher.
Oh, my God. Oh, God, I'll lose my mind if they are. That is awesome. Oh, I love Warlock, and I love Cypher. Oh, that'd be so cool.
I think Peter David would do great with those characters.
Oh, absolutely. That is completely awesome if it's true. Looks like we got a new caller here from Omaha, Nebraska. Jeff Lawler.
Yes, this is legend faithful Jeff Lawler calling for the first time. Welcome aboard, Jeff.
What a sweet guy. Look at this. These are short but sweet. Let's see what he had to say.
Hi, this is Jeff Lawler calling in for the answer of the week. My most exciting thing that I heard coming out of New York Comic Con has to be Christos Gage and Rebecca Isaacs switching off of Angel and Faith onto the main Buffy title. Really loved Angel and Faith, and I'm super excited to see how they do on the flagship title. I'm pretty excited for that. The other thing that I'm excited about is seeing Ailes Cott get some more mainstream work. I've really enjoyed his creator-owned stuff, and I'll have to give his stuff at Marvel a shot. So that's it. Thanks.
Short and sweet, to the point. He's a Buffy nerd. He loves it.
Yeah, it's great. Christos Gage on the main Buffy book is definitely a good get.
Yeah, he's one of those guys. I really like a lot of stuff he's done. I can't think of anything off the top of my head that he's done that I didn't care for, but I do feel like he kept kind of getting buried on books. You know what I mean? Like, just as he was getting really good somewhere, they'd shift him somewhere else, and then shift him somewhere else, and then shift him somewhere else. You know, like, he never got a real proper chance.
I think Christos Gage, he's the kind of writer that maybe he hasn't done that one thing that people will really remember him for.
Yeah.
But everything he does is consistently decent.
Yeah, it's consistently decent. I totally agree.
Like so far, maybe he hasn't done anything that's lit the world on fire, but you know it's a good read when you get into it.
Definitely, definitely. Now, I have not read his Angel and Faith. I have heard it's awesome. I've got a stack of them that I need to read. Now we move from the metropolis of Omaha to a cute little town in California called Los Angeles. This is Princess Ashley calling with her favorite news from New York Comic Con.
Hi, Joe and Matt. It's Princess Ashley calling with my answer to your question of the week. Possibly too late. Gonna answer anyway, probably too late. But the question this week was, what news we're most excited out of New York Comic Con? And because I am a early 20s Tumblr fangirl of the internet. I was very, very excited at the announcement of the Loki Agent of Asgard book. And although I am a Tumblr fangirl of the internet in my 20s, I'm really hoping that they're not just pandering to my age group who's all Tom Hiddleston crazy. And it really does call back to Loki's very evil plots and doings, because that would be an awesome book that I would kill small children to read. And that's what I'm excited about with that image in your mind. Thanks, guys.
That is grim.
Princess Ashley, ready to murder small children for the new Loki book. That's why I love her.
That is grim.
That is great. Okay, I'm not following her Tumblr thing here. I'm not sure what she's talking about. Is Tumblr and Loki in bed or...
Tumblr loves Loki. The entirety of Tumblr is in love with Loki.
Really?
Anytime anything happens with Loki, Tumblr freaks out.
No kidding.
Whether it's young Loki and his girlfriend, but not really, Leah from Journey into Mystery, or it's Tom Hiddleston coming out in character at Comic-Con, or whatever, Tumblr explodes every time there's a Loki-centric news item.
I did not know this. That's very interesting.
I think it's so adorable that you're not aware of it.
I'm aware of Tumblr. I just didn't know that people were freaking out about Loki on Tumblr. I follow, like...
You're aware of Tumblr like my mom's aware of Facebook.
No, that's not true. I follow, like, some artists. I follow Peter Chung on there and stuff. I love him.
Next. You're almost 40. We don't need any reminders.
Yeah, I don't need to be on Tumblr. I can get arrested for that. Next, my man Camarillo Brillo, who haunts our Twitter like it's his damn job, called in and tell us what was his favorite news was.
Hey, nerds, this is Camarillo Brillo calling in for the answer of the week regarding the New York Comic Con. I am most excited, even though there was a lot of great news that came out for the Miracle Man reprints. The reason why is back when I originally collected comic books, I had a few of those issues, and they were pretty random as far as where they were in the chronology. I can't even say that word. Anyway, I had like issue 2 and maybe issue 5, and I'd found them in, you know, like random bins at the places here in Council Bluffs, which were far from actual comic stores. So it was really intriguing to me because I didn't know anything about what was going on. I thought the art was like really cool and really gritty. And as I sort of got off to college and found out that that was supposed to be a pretty significant book for a few reasons, I never have had a chance to read the whole thing. One of the things that I think is interesting with it is that Marvel is going to reprint it issue by issue, it looks like. Kind of a curious thing. I don't really think it's good or bad, but I've noticed that a lot of publishers are doing that. Mike Kunkel's Hero Bear, they reissued, which was only a 5-issue series and wasn't really impossible to find. And then IDW is going to do that with the Max by Sam Keith, which, just be honest, you can get most of those early runs in the bargain bins, and it's not that hard to find the early ones at all. So it's weird that they've kind of went to this month-by-month or issue-by-issue publication, especially since Marvel lately has been reprinting things in really high-quality. Mike Mignola's Rocket Raccoon they put out in like one... And I don't even want to say it's like a prestige format. It was just like an oversized comic book, but on really high-quality paper, much like what they did with Mobius's Silver Surfer Parable. So, anyway, I'm pretty excited to see how it plays out, and I'll be buying them issue by issue just like everybody else, and it'd be fun to read it now as an almost 40-year-old man and see if it was worth all the hype and all the wait. So, thanks, guys.
I hear you clucking here, Camarillo Brillo, but I will say... I don't have a problem with them reprinting the old stuff. I feel like it's been far enough away from when it came out that a lot of people could use a refresher. And unfortunately, not everybody has a comic store as cool as yours to go to where they can find that stuff. You know what I mean?
I will say that I have been to those places in Council Bluffs where he was searching through random bins. And that's some bravery, sir.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you can get some real filth on you.
I do think I agree. I agree with you. It's been so long, and those books have been out of print. And even though it's not impossible to find most issues of Miracle Man, it's the ones that you can't find that are completely impossible and cost prohibitive. And so,
oh, absolutely.
Reading all of Miracle Man is very difficult. outside of, you know, piracy. But
well, now even more so, like the second that announcement is made, go to eBay and watch what happens. I mean, you will see ridiculous prices, stuff that's never been realized, but it's hot. So get ready to pay for it.
Yeah. In this case, while I totally see what he's saying, you know, like that Rocket Raccoon thing, they could have put out essentially one oversized comic or and gotten a whole chunk of it done. In this case, I think it's the right move.
Yeah,
I think
I agree.
The demand is there. It's a special thing.
And, you know, I don't have a problem with IDW doing the Max like that either, honestly. I think it's been long enough that they're reintroducing it to a lot of people as well. I mean, not everybody's as old as we are. We're almost dead, and there's still a lot of younger readers who may have never even heard of the Max or seen it. So you got to look at it as a reintroduction as well.
Well, and it depends on what's being packaged with it. Like with these Miracle Mans, they're going to have supplemental material and bonus pinups and new covers.
Yeah, there's always extra cool stuff. Definitely.
They're going to be, each issue will be like a director's cut, or maybe not a director if you consider Alan Moore the director. They're going to, it's not just going to be a straight reprint. And so if there's a value add, then I can get behind that a little bit more than just a straight reprint issue by issue.
Camarillo Brillo with our first and only shout out for Miracle Man so far. Interesting. But I guess he is
so far.
He's an old man. So, I mean, you know, I get it.
He is almost 40, like somebody else I know.
Oh, I'd hate to be that old. Next up, calling all the way from Pittston, PA, which, for those of you who are wondering, is a small town in Luzerne County, Pennsylvania. It's situated between Scranton and Wilkes Barre. So there you go. I've been wondering. Here's the Credible Hulk with his take on New York Comic Con.
What up, y'all, Matt? Credible Hulk here, answering your question of the week about my favorite piece of news from New York Comic Con. I got to say, it was the new X-Factor book from Peter David. I loved the old run, and I felt like it came to a natural conclusion, though I was sad to see Madrox and Layla leave. I kind of hope that with this new corporate X-Factor book that he keeps those characters off the table and you know, gives us some new stuff. And considering Gambit's one of the members, the man made me like Longshot, so I'm expecting good things from Gambit now. All right, take care.
Shame on you. Longshot has been awesome forever. First of all.
Yeah, that's two votes for Gambit. Or X-Factor.
Two votes for X-Factor, not necessarily Gambit. I'm interested to see what Peter David can do with Gambit. I have a feeling if anybody can make us like him. Now, I will say, James Asmus has done a really good job in that Gambit book. I caught up on it, and I really enjoy it. And I've never cared about that character.
I haven't read it since number one.
Now, to be fair, it also feels like it has almost nothing to do with what's going on with anything in the X universe. It's just a separate Gambit story. But he's really given him some character and a voice that I don't mind at all.
That's fair. Peter David has a real knack for bringing what's great about a character to the forefront. You know, like, he made Quicksilver the character that you love to hate.
Yeah, definitely.
Whereas before his take on X-Factor in the 90s, I couldn't really tell you much about Quicksilver other than sometimes he was a good guy and sometimes he was a bad guy.
Right.
But now his personality, and he's done it with many characters. He's done more for Madrox than any writer.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. And so
I think that Peter David is going to write a Gambit that we can enjoy, even if we aren't necessarily fans of the character already.
Right. I mean, let's not forget what he did for, like, Strong Guy and Shatterstar. You know, like, characters that nobody cared about that he made me love.
It's true.
You know, I mean, this is what he does best. I am excited for this book. I think it's going to be very cool. And Gambit really doesn't have a home right now. He doesn't work in any of the X books. Rogue is running around with the Uncanny Avengers, and he was always kind of around because Rogue was around. So, I mean, maybe this is a good home for him. Maybe he's turned into one of those B-list X characters that ends up in X-Factor. I don't know. Coming up next here, we have got the THN Consigliere, our lawyer and mouthpiece, Ryan Forrest, calling in with his two cents.
Hello, my friends at the Two-Headed Nerd. This is Ryan Manytrees calling to answer your question. What news out of this year's New York Comic Con got me most hot and bothered? Well, I think it had to be, hands down, the announcement of James Robinson and Leonard Kirk on a new Fantastic Four. I'm no big Fantastic Four fan, but I am a big James Robinson fan and have been for a long time since he wrote Starman. Shout out to you, Joe Patrick. Or I'm also excited to see Mike Allred drawing Silver Surfer. Not all excited about Dan Slott writing it. Not his biggest fan. Not sure that's his wheelhouse. But whatever. It'll still be interesting. Oh, and back to James Robinson. He's only done like 15 or 20 Marvel stories in his entire career. I Wikipedia'd that. So it's a whole new playground for him. And I think that's really exciting to see what he's going to bring to that corner of the universe. And always a big fan of Leonard Kirk. That guy's solid in his artwork. I think the other really disappointing news of the weekend was DC's cancellation of Vibe, Katana, and the Trillionaire Dream Team, Green Team. I mean, I just did not see that coming. I'm shocked that three Z-list titles didn't get past issues, I don't even know, 6? 10? Anyway, that's what I'm excited about. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
This is the first I've heard of him not liking Dan Slott, and I need to sit him down and we need to talk about why, because I don't get that at all.
Thanks to the magic of the internet, I know that Ryan Manytrees is also our drunk Dan DiDio from last week.
Ah, there we go.
But yes, Dan, not a fan of Dan Slott.
I don't.
Shame
that,
on you, sir.
Yeah, that just doesn't even make sense. I don't get that at all.
That's not the not the point of this podcast, though.
Right.
I agree. I think that James Robinson's work at Marvel is an exciting proposition. And I am excited to see not only where he's going with Fantastic Four, if that is true, but also this Invaders book. I'm excited about that.
No, definitely. Definitely. I didn't hear that those three, Katana, Green Team, and Vibe, were all canceled.
Yeah, I think it was just confirmed maybe even just today or yesterday.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, so.
Brutal bummer.
Katana, Vibe, and Green Team all canceled.
At least no one out there is going to be upset about it. So,
well, I mean, I hate to see Art Baltazar and Franco lose a book, but lose a paying gig, but whatever.
Calling all the way from Fort Wayne, Indiana, Nathan Bradford with the longest call we had. He had a lot to say. Let's see what he was excited about this weekend.
Greetings, Two-Headed Nerd. This is Nathan Bradford with my answer to the question of the week. This one was regarding the New York Comic Con news. The thing that had me a bit surprised was the announcement of the new Ghost Rider. Now, Ghost Rider has a special place in my heart because he's what actually got me into comics initially in the early 90s with the Howard Mackey series. And I've just seen a complete lack of understanding of the IP that Marvel has for the character. It's not hard to get. He's a flaming-headed demon from hell who is out to punish the wicked. But we've seen this constant revisionist history of his character to the point where we actually saw the female Ghost Rider, which it seems like editorial didn't realize what to do with it, didn't come up with any sort of character behind her. Just let's slap breasts on Ghost Rider and look at that sexy dame with the flaming head. It's just very odd editorial choices. And to have a Ghost Rider that's not an actual writer, but actually drives the souped up hot rod from hell, that just sounds kind of odd. And the only way that would appeal to me is if, for some odd reason, he wouldn't transform into the Ghost Rider as we know it, but into some sort of rat-feet-looking thing that Big Daddy Roth would have come up with. Now that I'd be on board with. Come up with a new name for him instead of Ghost Rider. How about Low Rider? But just odd editorial choices.
Dude, Ghost Driver. Ghost Driver. I'm making this a thing.
Just odd editorial choices. Also making him a team player for the Thunderbolts for the original Ghost Rider. Very, very strange. And this coming from a person who collected series two of the Dan Ketch Ghost Rider from beginning to end, so I've seen Strange. Look up issue 82, Ghost Rider meets Moon Boy and Devil Dinosaur, with special cameo appearance of Howard the Duck. That is how far out of whack Ghost Rider's been for the past two decades, almost. But if you look back, issues 1 through 25 of that Howard Mackey run, excellent, excellent work. But I think really where it's gone off the rails is trying to make him more of a supernatural character other than the point of origin. He should be out there being basically a flame-headed Punisher. How can you go wrong with that, Marvel? Definitely want to hear your two cents on this. This is Nathan Bradford again, also known as Hallucinathan on the message boards, signing out.
Totally agree. That is disgusting. I can't concentrate what you're doing. We're on FaceTime, and Joe Patrick is just... I was looking up his nose into his brain for a minute there.
Totally, it's really throbbing.
But I completely agree with Nathan here. They have gotten Ghost Rider so wrong for so long, and it should be so simple. Just strip it down and give us, like, cool story of Ghost Rider breaking up human smuggling rings and shutting down child porn rings. And, you know, like, Ghost Rider shows up, puts an end to it, punishes everybody, moves on. You know, I mean, really, just give me that and I'm fine with it. I don't give a crap, I don't think, about him driving a car. I don't care about him in the Thunderbolts at all. It doesn't sound cool to me.
Well, I'll give it a try. I mean, I agree I'm not excited about it, but I'm also not going to dismiss it. Like, I don't mean for this to sound misogynist, but I'm much more inclined to check this out than I was the female Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Because that just seemed like pandering.
It was pandering. It was bad. It just wasn't good. Now, I will say it was clever the way that they set it up, but it just didn't turn out.
I don't even remember.
It didn't turn out interesting. I read every damn Ghost Rider comic book because I'm a huge Ghost Rider fan.
My question for Nathan is, did you read the Jason Aaron Ghost Rider? I know that Matt says he's not a fan, but I think that that is lunacy.
I didn't hate it. I just didn't love it. You know, I felt like
it's such a great, like, grindhousey take on that character.
Yeah, I think it was just maybe a little
too silly.
Tony
Moore did the art for a bunch of it.
I know. And I think maybe it's just a little too silly. I don't want.
But, you know, listen,
silly.
I'm
going to
say this right now, and I'm going to say this right now, and I run the risk of offending Nathan. But I think Ghost Rider is a character that you cannot take too seriously.
I totally disagree. I think Ghost Rider should be.
I'm not saying I want
hyper serious.
I don't think, I'm not saying Ghost Rider should be cracking jokes, but I want Ghost Rider to be fighting the orb and the circus of crime and ridiculous nonsense.
Man, not me. I want Ghost Rider to be like Pinhead from Hellraiser. I want Ghost Rider to show up.
Look at the original. Look at the original Ghost Rider run from the 70s. That's what he did.
I get that.
He fought the Water Wizard.
And I don't love that original Ghost Rider. That's not what I did it for. I'm with him 100%. And I love that we have two shout-outs to Howard Mackey in one call-in show. That's totally awesome. I loved that Howard Mackey run. And it was hyper-serious, ridiculous, scary Ghost Rider dealing with, like, really, really evil, terrible shit. And that's what he should be doing. That's what I want to see. The spirit of vengeance.
Nathan, right into the forums. I want to know what you thought about the Jason Aaron Ghost Rider.
Yeah. Hallucinathan. Let's read it. We want to hear your thoughts on the Jason Aaron Ghost Rider on the Catching Up on the Pile board. That's where you go to talk about all things back issue. So get up there and talk to us. Let us know what you thought. Right now, I want to know what Joe Patrick thought was the biggest news that came out of New York Comic Con.
Real quick, before we get into our opinions, I want to point out that if you count the MP3 crew and the Google call-in crew, we had 11 calls.
That's total. This is a new record. It's awesome.
New record.
I love it. I love it. And I'm a huge fan of the MP3 crew. I love everybody that called too, but I love this MP3 crew. And I think they should represent on the forums as a gang. Like, all their signatures should be like, you know, like Aaron Myers, MP3 crew. You know, like, whoa, don't mess with him.
Oh, jeez.
And I think they should get a tattooed on their knuckles.
So what did I think was the most exciting news? It's hard not to immediately jump to New Warriors. My two favorite announcements from Comic-Con were the Richard Stark Parker books getting republished in hardcover with Darwin Cook illustrations.
Yeah, that's super cool. And it's a good excuse to buy them and read them, definitely.
But my favorite comic news, I have to say, is Miracle Man.
Really? That's your...
Because
really?
I've never... Yeah. I'm excited for a lot of the stuff, but what really made me excited was the news that Marvel finally sorted out Miracle Man and that it was going to come out... it was going to be reissued and then finished by Neil Gaiman and Mark Buckingham. I have never read Miracle Man.
I have not read all of it. I've never had
the opportunity.
I've read the Alan Moore stuff and then a little bit of Neil Gaiman stuff, but I have not read all of it.
Yeah, and so for me, I think this is, not only is it the most personally exciting news, but I think it is the biggest, most important announcement.
I think it's definitely the biggest announcement of the con. I agree with you. I think it's the biggest one. And I guess, okay, I'm going to make my answer kind of broad. And I do this every time there's a convention, and Joe Patrick hates it when I do it. But I ultimately come down to who won the con. And when I say who, it's...
That's a nonsense question.
I know.
Because
I know.
Not every company has the resources
as
Marvel.
I'm going to touch on that. And when I say who won the con, I generally mean Marvel or DC. They always have the largest presence at these big shows. Now, obviously, and I don't think anyone would disagree, Marvel won this con big time. And I will say Marvel and DC have a different way of giving out their news at conventions. DC typically doesn't sit on stories. They just kind of, as soon as they've got something to say, they throw it out. And they like to control it through their own DC Nation blog and stuff like that or whatever. So everyone's on message. Whereas Marvel shows up with a cheerleader squad and just goes insane and is like, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. I think Marvel...
Right, and if you look at Marvel's announcements over the weekend, you'll see that not all of them are even that big. Like, one of them is just Richard Eisenhoff doing Savage Wolverine.
Right.
For one storyline. That's great.
But regardless, they still win just in the sense of presenting. Like, even when you just drop something like that, you're still giving out all these new announcements. It's still something else, you know? And why not?
It seems bigger because of the way it's framed.
Right. And why not pile it on like that? It totally works. The thing that I'm personally most excited for is going to be the Silver Surfer book. Dan Slott and Mike Allred. I love Mike Allred. I love Dan Slott. And Dan Slott's already written some kind of wacky cosmic stuff like this. He took his She-Hulk series that he did in a very wacky cosmic direction, and it totally worked. And it was super fun. And I think this book's just going to be amazing. I just really hope it sells. That's the only thing that worries me. Silver Surfer can be a tough sale. He's definitely a hit with the cult comic nerds like me, but I don't know if the general public goes for it. I certainly hope so, though.
It's going to be word of mouth that sells this book, just like Hawkeye.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So,
thanks a lot, everybody, for calling in. Thanks to the MP3 crew. If you want to join, you can send us an MP3. You can email it to us at twoheadednerd@gmail.com. And remember, you get bonus points for soundtrack. Myers blew it up this week. I'm saying call of the week. It was awesome. Loved it. Everybody called in. Totally awesome. And you can call us at 402-819-4894 with your answers to the question of the week. Joe Patrick is going to have a new question up this Friday on our question of the week section of our forums. Go to the forums, sign up. Halluza Nathan's going to be there real soon, either defending or attacking Jason Aaron's Ghost Rider. That is yet to be seen.
I might throw a curveball this week and use one of the listener suggestions for the question of the week.
Under our question of the week forum, you guys are more than welcome to suggest questions of your own or just ask a question to discuss there, whatever. And if you don't have 3 minutes to call us or send us an MP3, get on the forums and type up your discussion there. That is where we interact with you. If you have longer thoughts or feelings that you just got to get out, we want to hear them. Go there. Sign up. Click the forums button at twoheadednerd.com. We want you to join our gang. And then we'll roll around together with our sleeveless jackets on and kick the crap out of other nerds. It's going to be awesome. We will see you this weekend for another exciting episode of the Two-Headed Nerd Comic Cast. I want you guys to remember that nobody loves you more than Joe Patrick and I. Not God, not baby Jesus, not your parents, not your grandparents. nobody.
Probably baby Jesus.
You're outlying. Anyway, rambling, losing my train of thought. You know, it's what I do. It's how I roll.